But we come today, right? We come today like we were speaking on the girls we just were talking about earlier, right? That's another thing we gotta learn and get over is black people too, right? Like, you'll see a white couple, right? And they'll still be cool after they done dated or whatever. Like, you can catch them at family events together, cookouts, you know what I'm saying? And they won't hold spite. Mm-hmm. It seemed like as black people, right? We love so hard, it'd be like, you gonna love me or you ain't gonna be able to love at all. Mm-hmm. Right? And it shouldn't be like that. Like, we shouldn't be in a love to where it's dangerous.
I was looking at some shit about Kanye West.
What?
Breakfast Club. I understand what he's trying to do. Like, Kanye West, like, he's smart. This shit, some shit he says.
But it's just how he got a funny part explaining, right?
He don't know how to explain.
He on the same type of time as us, for real.
Yeah.
But he just got a...
He don't know. He don't got nobody to tell because he's so confused. And he really listened to too many motherfuckers. You could tell that he had too many motherfuckers in his life told him too much shit, because that's why you always switch up.
It's so hard to see it, though, right?
Yeah.
So I ask you this. Is he either for us? Two answers. For us or not? All
right. All right.
Steve Harvey.
Not.
Denzel Washington.
For.
Will Smith.
Not.
The Rock.
Not. The Rock? Jay-Z. I don't know. The Rock?
Not.
Yeah, I said not.
I just messaged him. Matter of fact, people, I'm going to tell you about this. Okay, so I hit Rock up on his joint. Now, yeah, he got a million fans, but I'm sure a million people didn't
but
say
But Rock
what I
not,
said.
Like, he black, but I don't consider him black.
Now, this is where I kill that argument.
He black, but he not black.
This is where I kill that argument. And if you got anybody that wants
to. No, I'm saying, listen, like, I'm I know what you're about
listen
to go
I'm
into,
telling
bro.
You. Listen what I'm telling you. Listen what I'm telling you. He's black.
I know
he's nothing else.
I know what you about to get into. I know he's black, but I'm saying, like, he don't consider himself
but
black.
But it ain't. All right, I don't consider myself black. what the fuck? The duck barking.
No, like, he white, bro. That nigga
no,
white.
He's not, though. That's the fucked up part. His dad got afro. No, we not. I'm not letting that shit happen no more.
No,
I'm tired
like
of that shit.
He's part of us.
I'm tired of that shit. No,
don't know what the fuck the Rock
we not
is.
Doing that no
that's
more.
That's why he gets. That's why he's so famous.
We're not doing that.
He can't
no
put.
More.
He can't put him in a category, a regular category, white or black.
This nigga
he in the middle. Yes.
This nigga clear.
He clear. That's
Tiger
what I'm saying.
Tiger Woods as they. I hate them niggas, man.
Tiger Woods black. Now he's really black because he really looked like a nigga.
Yeah,
like,
I think with that DUI, he damn sure black. But what I'm saying is,
but he not
I went at the Rock, right? Because I went and I just, all you do is look who conquered. You understand? And you'll find out a whole bunch. My young boy, right? He says to me, why is my young boy, you know, he's Cambodian. Why my grandma's last name Wilson? Well, I say, let's go down memory lane. You know what I mean? And we go back and we go to see Portugal captured and took over and colonized Cambodia.
Yeah.
So you go to understand y'all were slaves to them.
Yeah, they that's what the fucking white man do. Like, that shit always gonna come down to some
he
shit
always
like that.
Whitewashed history.
At the original. But I'm talking about, like, on some shit what Kanye West was talking about, on some modern day shit. Like, black people is content with being this way, I feel like. On a little bit of sense, because the shit that Kanye West is trying to do, and like the black culture don't understand it. You get what I'm saying? And every time, like, I get what he's trying to do, but it's hard for like regular people to get what he's trying to do in the black culture. I'm trying to say, because, like, all right, for the clothes example, right? I was looking at the old interview with Charlamagne and him and shit, and Charlamagne was like, you know what I'm saying? Why are you always complaining about the corporations? But then you you signed with the corporations and dropped sneakers with the corporations. And Kanye West was explaining, like, no, I'm not mad at the corporations. I'm mad at the people that run the corporations. And I got what he was saying, like, with the clothes and shit. Like, he said, like, every time when a black person tried to drop a clothing line, like, if you go into the corporations, because basically that's how you get your clothes, you know, distributed across America. Right. So if you a rapper or whatever and you trying to drop some clothes, you talk to whatever, you know, a clothes executive that work for Nike or somebody. and they'll create your shit, and you will have your own insights and creations too in it. But they're the ones that, you know, manufacture it and just, you know, dispute it across America to sell across America or whatever, across the world, right? So Kanye West was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, every time when a black person want to drop some clothes, as soon as you go to the corporations and try to drop your clothes, they put you in a category of urban outwear.
Yeah.
Like, automatically, that's what they trying to, that's what they thinking you want to sell. They don't even tell you about, you can be a certain, you, they got a certain level to clothing. Just like any, you know, just like to anything with a cell phone or anything, there's levels to it. You feel me? And Kanye West want to be the best. That's his whole thing. He want to be the best. And clothing, whatever he do, he trying to be up there with Louis Vuitton and Chanel and all that shit, right? But black people, Charlamagne, like, why you need that? You don't need that to be free and all that. But Kanye West is right. I agree with Kanye West because we do. Because we need somebody in them corporations, bro. We need we need more billionaires. Because if we have more billionaires, that set our generation up so we can pass down corporations. You feel what I'm saying? And jobs to our... bar. Yeah, we can start passing jobs down to our own people. And only way we can do that is by owning shit. You feel what I'm saying? So Kanye West is basically trying to say, like, yeah, I can get a partnership and they'll cut me a nice check, even though it might be $1 million check. Or a $10 million check or a $30 million check. Yeah, it might be a nice check. But at the same time, I don't own shit. They just giving me money. They not giving me no ownership of nothing. They not giving me no royalties. Like when Kanye West was talking to Nike, when he had, that's why he came from Nike and went to Adidas. Because when he went to Nike and asked them, damn, all right, y'all want to give me my own sneaker and y'all going to let me, you know, drop it, you know. But they gave him 2 sneakers for 5 years, bro. This is how the corporation play. Like, people think, like, oh, yeah, Kanye West got with Nike, so he can drop sneaker after sneaker after sneaker. No, it's what the fuck they want to drop. You can give them 1 million ideas, but if Nike say, we only giving you 2 sneakers, that's what they giving you. And then Kanye West was saying, like, damn, I asked for royalties, and they ain't trying to give me no royalties. You get what I'm saying? So no ownership. So basically, they're going to give you this big check, and that's what you get. And Nike can make money off of Yeezys for years and years and years and years on, 20 years from now, and make money off of Yeezys if Nike want to, because they own the shit. And if no black people shoot for the ownership, we never going to own shit. That's why I say I agree with Kanye West, because somebody got to do this shit. You get what I'm saying? If we black, as black people, we can't just keep saying we don't need the white corporations, we don't need to get there. We don't need to sell expensive clothes. We don't need to sell. Yes, the fuck we do. We need to have an urban wear, a high line wear. We need to have all that shit.
But if you understand this, right? Kanye will see it that way, right?
Right.
Because Kanye is so high, he can't see the ground.
I know. I know exactly what you mean. Like, then, like, you mean, like, he like, he into himself so much, he don't care about nobody else type shit.
Kind of, sort of, but not intentionally.
Exactly, not like intentionally.
How that sounds intentionally, he's not doing this intentionally. It's just, he's just so upper echelon, he can't see what's going on in the moves.
And that's why I think where Kanye West getting out of touch with the people, you know what I'm saying, the culture. Because exactly. he's not, you know what I'm saying, because Kanye West not really a street nigga.
That's exactly what I mean.
So he don't understand the streets.
Yeah, I understand this, right?
He a black boy, and he for the black people in somewhat, but he's not a street. He don't understand the struggle.
Listen, people.
He don't really understand the struggle.
We must understand, right? We are not the minority.
No.
Let me say this again. We are not the minority. Right? So therefore, we are not the minority. Just like we just got our own bank, right? African Bank. One United. United One. Right? We can create corporation ground up. We don't need no one.
No, see, we don't.
But it's going to take a whole back again to this unifying thing. If we unify, he ain't got to talk to nobody. Because all those materials coming out of our land.
Yeah, and that's the thing. But what Kanye West was trying to say is, like, with the picture that I got from the shit is that, see, we, like, people that's, you know, regular people that's got jobs, 9 to 5s, and, you know, living their life, but not rich, like, in a, like, a not famous, basically. People that's not famous, they're not in the corporation world as much, so they don't know. But how Kanye West was spitting it, basically, what I got out of this shit is basically, like, the corporations got their hands in everything already. It's like they, you know what I'm saying? It's like the shit. But
think about
the shit is already like set up to where the point where like the person that support the records for the guns and drugs and all that also own privately owned jails. So it's like it's certain people in the world, like in America, like the corporations that owns like everything basically. You know what I'm saying? Like have the control. Like they own so much shit.
All for tax though.
Yeah, like
you gotta understand it though. When you get to the sciences of it, right? And you understand, see. All in all, their ownership comes from tax, right?
But no, that's government shit.
No,
I'm talking about just regular.
That's why they get all those cuts. That's why you get business tax cuts. They don't be for personal businesses. They be for Adidas.
Oh, you talking about Nike. Tax cuts?
Them tax cuts, they be for Nike.
Oh yeah.
That's what they're for.
Yeah, I know.
Senate.
I thought you were talking about
Senate and big business go hand in hand.
Yeah, I know that too because. I already know. You right. Yeah, the tax cuts and taxes definitely. This is how the corporations and the government rock with each other. Like the billion-dollar companies, they give the funding to the government, and the government give them tax cuts and shit, and give them leeway to control shit. And that's how basically the Illuminati is ran. Like what people call the Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? It's not. It's really about money, but it's about ownership, and how they do it is by.
So people, that's why buying black is key. Because we could corporate ourselves. We could just start buying inside
and the crazy part and
making a filter where it's just us buying off of us. There's no problem. Don't look at it like, oh, why would I do some racist shit like that? How? When every other race does it. If a Chinese person comes to America, he does not stop to go get a cheeseburger. He don't stop till he finds some Chinese food. To his customs.
Exactly, to his customs. That's the key word, to his customs. And that's the reason why. But I don't blame us for not having a custom because the white man took our custom for hundreds of years. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we mean by program. When we say you program, we program because we go by their ways, not even knowing because they've been passed down. Our parents told us to follow this way. So we can't even blame.
Their parents told them.
And their parents told them. So that's what I
was taught by. Their parents was taught by a slave master.
Mm-hmm.
So. And that, you got to figure, right?
But Kanye, what, I want to say one thing before you go on. But what Kanye West was basically trying to say to us black people that we can't come together. Kanye West basically was trying to say he don't trust starting a corporation from the bottom. He spoke on because Charlamagne said that too. Why don't you start your corporation yourself? Why you don't need the corporation started from the bottom? And basically Kanye West was saying like the corporations own so much shit. It's like they like how it's set up. Like the paperwork and everything is that it's impossible that they start from ground level to get to Louis Vuitton without fucking with the corporations in some type of way. That's what basically what he's saying. And he was saying that he don't trust the black people to support his brand from the bottom up. Like it wouldn't be supported as much if it was started from the bottom as if it was started with a corporation too.
See, and that's where it goes wrong. And that's why it's wrong. You gotta understand this, right? When it's a group of black people putting in for the cause, it gets a different feel to it. Do you understand?
I definitely do.
It's his role that's gonna kill his fire. Do you understand that? Now, when you got a group of people who had a couple vices, but their good outweigh their bad, that make a person come to their cause a lot more than I come to his.
Right.
Do you understand that?
Right.
It's all in the movement also. True. And he don't make me want to buy nothing for him. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, I buy a lot of his sneaks, right? I could say this. I buy a lot of sneaks because I like how they look. But I don't buy them for him.
Right.
And that should be a problem for him. But you would say, oh, well, you buy them anyway. But once they start being something I don't like, I won't grab them. Do you understand that? He had a guaranteed sell if he could sell himself.
Yeah.
That's why dignity matter, people. We need somebody who's going to be going at this shit with some dignity, with some balls. He's too unstable, if you say. You understand?
Yeah, most definitely. And he's definitely not stable.
He got too much pride to where if he do fuck up, it's so hard for him to come out and explain it. Europeanism.
Yeah, but you know that come with his contracts and not knowing, because he know the real truth about religion and all that shit too, and he never talked.
Not even speaking on that shit. It's just regular shit he go through when he be wrong, like when he argue with Van on TMZ.
Yeah, about the fucking black people going to
sleep. Okay.
Yeah, he was fucking tweaked out his fucking mind. Exactly. For sure. That's what fucked him. So we that's what fucked him up for real, though.
Put our future in a nigga hands like his.
Fuck.
So, therefore, bro.
I don't care I'm not saying put the fucking future in his hands. I'm talking about the ideas of him saying that black men got to start reaching higher to own shit. Basically, that's what he was spitting. You feel what I'm saying?
Bro, we got to kill a cancer, a big company, period.
That's what I'm saying. That's they what I was touching on. Fuck him being a savior.
You can't work with white supremacy.
No, I'm not saying that he need to be, Kanye West need to be the savior.
You can't be, what I'm saying is, right, you can't work with white supremacy. It must be killed.
Yeah. And the way
it must be destroyed. But the people. So therefore, we have to work within each other, build within each other, and we'll be the corporation. It won't be no such thing as Louis Vuitton. Right.
But first, we gotta identify what is the fucking the black. What you just say? The no, the corporations. You said supremacy. Oh, the white supremacy. Yeah,
everything.
Everything.
Understand this. If you see a company and it been here over 100 years, more than likely it was founded on the backs of slavery.
Yeah, most likely. That, but yeah, then you gotta.
The money trickled down from slavery. Point every company.
Yeah.
95%.
Yeah, but the first thing, like, with people, y'all gotta identify what is white supremacy. You feel what I'm saying? That's why we talking about what is white supremacy. Because white supremacy is a broad statement. That's a statement that everybody use, right? And then people don't understand it. When you talk to another white person and when they ask you, what is white supremacy and what is that? Like, what is white supremacy? How is it white supremacy? The white supremacy is about the corporations, dog. And we got to start aiming for that shit. You get what I'm saying? We got to identify what is white supremacy is.
To hinder a black man.
Exactly. And one of them, the main thing is economics. And economics come from the corporations. And we got to own shit so we can pass down shit. If we don't own shit, we can't pass down shit.
At all.
And every other culture, that's what they do. So telling me that, no, we don't need to pass down our children's shit. Yes, the fuck we do. Because that's how everybody else stay rich and keep the money in the circle. Get what I'm saying? We got to create our own circle, and we got to keep our money in our circle so we can pass down, so we can have our own cribs and our own businesses to pass down once we go. You feel me? Because we not going to be here together. I'm not doing this shit or speaking this shit for myself. I'm doing this shit for my daughter and for her kids. You get what I'm trying to say? Because that's where wealth come in at, and that's what Jay-Z basically trying to say and tell people. We got to own shit. But when you tell a motherfucker, don't reach that high. Make your clothes cheap. Make them cheaper so we can afford them. And da 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 da. No, there's nothing wrong with reaching high. That's all I'm saying with the Kanye West. We gotta stop as black people telling our race that reaching too high, we don't have to do that. We don't need that much money. You don't need that much money. You already rich. You don't need to reach for that. But I see what he's trying to do. He's trying to break the doors down for us. Basically, he's trying to hit a pinnacle that a lot didn't hit yet.
Where a lot too, he's wrong again, because his thinking comes from and is rooted from white supremacy. Just look at this, right? Look at this.
No, I know he. I know he.
Let's take you back in time. So
like
fine.
I said,
let me take you back. So this is how wealth works. All right, this is how you understand, because wealthy people deal with descendancy crazy, right? So look at it. This is your people. This ain't nobody else's people. You understand?
Right.
I'll take it back in time. All right. Let's jump back 6,000 years ago. Right?
Right.
Your mom had clothes on?
No.
What we talking about?
Nothing. We talking about corporations.
Wait.
I know what you're saying.
So you got to understand. No, we got to get to the logistics of shit. So therefore,
none of this shit mean nothing.
Right. So he's essentially wrong. Not saying having your clothes for $2. No. But having a $1,000 pair of jeans, let's be honest.
No, but I'm saying, this is what I'm saying, Mike. Would you buy a $1,000 pair of jeans? Okay, then. That's what I'm talking about.
But
that's what I'm talking. It's a part of our culture. And that we're going to spend our money on that shit. Spend it in our circle, dog. Spend it in our circle.
You ask the old me. Yes. But the comedic me.
But do you spend your money? Would you spend your money on $1,000 jeans? Answer my question. Would you spend it?
Not now.
Not now. Have you done before?
I've done it before.
Okay, then. That's what I'm saying for the people that do. That's into fashion, right? If you're into fashion, I'm not saying, of course, all this shit is meaningless. The clothes, the jewelry, yes, it's meaningless. But if you're going to spend your money on it, spend it with us. Let's create our own shit to where we spend it with us. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying that we got to start breaking barriers down and stop using the white man shit superior to ours. You get what I'm saying? So why the fuck, if a white man make a $5,000 jacket, and a black man make a $5,000 jacket, you get what I'm saying? It's not looked at the same. You first thing you tell the black man is, why are you making that $5,000 jacket? You should make a cheap jacket. Da, 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 da. But if a white man do it, oh yeah, because the material and how it's sold. And you get what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about, the programming shit. When it comes down to, that's how we program, bro. So when that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that Kanye West is the motherfucking leader. No, I'm just talking about as the idea, as corporations. And what he was saying, if a corporation, you get what I'm saying, as a black man trying to break down the barriers of, we need to have high level shit as much as low level shit. I'm not saying that we don't need to make low level clothes. We just should make high level clothes. I'm not saying that neither. But we, if a person want to shoot for that, we shouldn't talk about the price and shit now, cause it's him. You get what I'm saying? Cause he black. No, you know what I'm saying? If you want to make it that expensive, that's cool. Ain't nothing wrong with that, because white men doing it every day and they making billions of dollars off of our sweat and blood and tears, because we working for this money and spending that shit anyway. You get what I'm saying? So if you're going to spend this shit, spend it in our circle and let us try to achieve the shit that white men achieve, and don't look at them like you doing too much. Let them do too much.